Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Thank you for checking out all the other things there that you can read. You can listen. You can ask questions. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question. Every week we ask a different question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can also see what Mark Dio has said on our show in the past. You can find his suite there on our site. Mark's with us right now. He's the author of Rules of Attraction. He's the author, the host of the Small Business Radio program, the Mark Dio Show, and based out of California over the internet, right, Mark?
Absolutely. Folks can listen every Monday.
Yep. And that's markdio.com. Mark, thanks again for hanging out with us. Mark was telling us in the previous segment about a concern that he has that in Southern California there's going to be a strike of grocery workers in next week or so, and what kind of a disruption that's going to have for the economy, for small businesses that are support that industry, small businesses that are neighbors of those businesses that may not be visited by customers, how that will impact the traffic situation for small business. But you know, Mark, the only 7% of the private workforce is union anymore, down from 35%, say 30 or so years ago. So from the private standpoint, unions can't sell their product. But we got another problem in America. That's the public union situation, and I mean that sector is growing. And you know what's America going to do when those people don't like it when they have to lose some of their goodies, when somebody licks the red off their candy? You know, that could be a disruption. I'm concerned about that. I don't like the idea of, and I don't mind saying it, I don't like the idea of public unions. I just think that's like a contradiction in terms to me. If you're working for the government, you shouldn't belong to a union. That's all there is to it, in my opinion. Sure. And so we got those kinds of things that I'm concerned about. We can look to Greece and see what's happened when they took some of the goodies away from those folks that have been promised in the past, or over promised probably, and maybe given more than they should have, because now, you know, when you make 20th century promises and you try to fulfill them in 21st century reality, that creates a problem, doesn't it?
It does. It creates this air of entitlement, and it is what we have, unfortunately. I would say in our country, but I would say in the world now, there is this concept that, you know, the government's going to take care of us, and of course, they don't have any money. They're bankrupt. And so when we look to them, or we look to, you know, the people that employ us, you know, even in small business, if we look to our customers and say they're going to take care of us, well, that's just nonsense. I mean, they're not going to do that. They're not going to be able to do that. We have to be responsible for ourselves. And now, there needs to be some government intervention, obviously, when there are blatantly, you know, wrong things happening. And the unions were established because there was some very unfair treatment back in the early part of the last century. But that isn't the case anymore. And so we need to, you know, change that concept where people have more responsibility for themselves, Jim. I think that's the core.
That's exactly right. And you mentioned the health care. That's the issue that the grocery folks may be striking over. You know, in America, we've got to become health care consumers, not just patients. Mm-hmm. We have to learn how to acquire health care for ourselves the same way we shop for a car or a house or a new coat. We have to look for the best value, the best care, the best product, the best service at a price that fits our budget. And that's the best way to reform and to solve the medical situation. What do you think, Mark?
I think you're absolutely correct. I think we have this concept that, you know, the company owes us, or the country owes us, health care, that it's a right. And it is, you know, health care, unfortunately, is not a right. It's not a right that society should keep us healthy. And in fact, in societies where health care is not a right, where people have to earn their health care just like they're living, the food that they eat, what happens is they end up being healthier because they're taking right. responsibility for their life and their health, rather than sort of eating at McDonald's every week and hoping my company is going to pay all my health bills forever. Yeah. Well, that's just stupid. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, I'm concerned from a small business standpoint, especially, Mark, I'm concerned that as America is faced with reconciling those 20th century promises and 21st century reality, and as you said, basically the country doesn't have the money to do a lot of that, I'm concerned that the kind of situation that we saw in Greece, the riots and the protests and all that sort of thing, that could happen in the United States, and I hope not. I hope we can be bigger about it than that. What do you think?
Well, look what happened last year. It was last year in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh yeah,
over the health care issue, when the governor just insisted. The governor of Wisconsin insisted that he's not going to back down. You know, he didn't back down.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything ended up being okay. But I mean, it was incendiary for a while there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was. I was expecting some rioting to happen.
Well, we're going to have these are some pains that we're going to have to go through until we get reconciled and until we get, everything reconciled to our 21st century reality. MarkDio.com, folks, is the website. Mark is our good friend. Mark, thanks again for being here. Mark's book is called Rules of Attraction. Mark, come back again real soon.
Yeah, definitely will. Thank you, Jim.
And we'll see you next time. Good luck with the show. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.